confused about vocabulary? Question and answer of the week.
From BBC Learning English.
Hello there, and hello to you, Feifei.
Hi there.
This is question and answer of the week, where we answer one of your questions about the English language.
是的，如果大家有任何关于英语学习方面的问题，不论是关于语法、语音还是词汇等等，都可以来信给我们，我们会及时给大家做出解答。
Today's question is from Robin, and they sent us an email saying, I found there are two pronunciations for the word either, one with the long E sound, either, and one with the long I sound, either. Now, are there any differences, Feifei?
Well, Robin 的问题是 either 或者这个单词为什么会有两个发音 either 和 either?What can you tell us, Joe?
Well, to answer today's question, I asked Nuala, one of our BBC Learning English language experts, and this is what she said.
Well, there's no difference in meaning between either or either. You can say both of them. You can say either of them. You can say either of them. As far as I know, people from North America, like America and Canada and so on, are more likely to say either.And British people are more likely to say either. But, I mean, it doesn't make any difference in the meaning. They're completely interchangeable.
So we can use either or either. 这个单词不论怎么发音 either 或 either, 意思都是一样的。
The difference exists because North Americans will be more likely to say either, and British English speakers will be more likely to say either.
也许你会听到一个来自北美的人说 either, 而一个英国人说 either, 不过这都没关系,你习惯用哪个就用哪个。那 Joe, 能给我们一个例子吗?
I think I can. Have you been to Brazil, Feifei?
No, I haven't. Have you?
No, I haven't either.How about India? Have you been there?
No, you?
No, I haven't been there either.
所以说随便用哪一个都可以。Now I'm depressed, Joe. I want to travel more.
Yes, that would be nice, wouldn't it? But we're too busy answering all these questions, Feifei. It's probably worth telling everyone, too, that the same rule applies to the word neither.
是的，还有 neither, 两者都不这个词。那 Joe, 你的意思是说 neither 或 neither 都可以，意思没有任何不同。
So we can say neither and neither?
That's right, we certainly can. You can say neither of my parents likes watching TV, or you can say neither of my parents likes watching TV. We hope we've helped your English studies anyway, and thanks for that question, Robin.
那么听完了这期节目，你有没有想到有关英语学习方面的问题？如果有问题的话，就把问题发到我们的邮箱，邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。我们的电子邮箱是
questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。
赶快发来问题吧
！Come on, we're waiting.
Need some language help? Ask us a question.
你问问我答。
From BBC Learning English.